This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Lee. Globally, health experts say the number of deaths as the result of the COVID-19 virus approaches 240,000, while the number of confirmed infections is 3.4 million. In the United States, nearly 66,000 people have died from it, and the number of infections make up about a third of the global figure. A top health official says the U.S. government was slow to understand how much coronavirus was spreading from travelers from Europe, which helped drive the acceleration of outbreaks. The number two official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention published an article Friday that suggested limited testing and delayed travel alert for areas outside China contributed to the jump in cases in the U.S. Some public health experts saw it as an important assessment by one of the nation's most respected public health doctors. U.S. regulators will allow emergency use of the first drug that appears to help some coronavirus patients recover faster. U.S. President Trump announced the move Friday after preliminary results from a government-sponsored study showed that the drug shortened the time to recovery for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The drug also might be reducing deaths, although that's not certain from the partial results revealed so far. Drug maker Gilead Sciences has said it will donate its currently available stock of the drug and is ramping up production to make more. A New York City nursing home says nearly 100 of its residents have died from confirmed or suspected cases of the novel coronavirus. The Isabella Geriatric Center in Manhattan is among the hardest hit nursing homes in the state with 46 confirmed fatalities and an additional 52 deaths of people suspected to have the virus. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COVID-19 pandemic is causing untold fear and suffering for older people around the world who are dying at a higher rate, and especially for those over age 80. The fatality rate is five times the global average. The UN chief adds that beyond the health risk, the pandemic is putting older people at greater risk of poverty, with an especially devastating impact on the elderly in developing countries. Guterres issued a report Friday on the impact of COVID-19 on older people with the message that no person's young or old or expendable. North Korean state media say that leader Kim Jong-un has appeared in public for the first time in 20 days after his absence triggered global rumors that he may be seriously ill. The Korean Central News Agency said Saturday that he attended a ceremony marking the completion of a fertilizer factory near Pyongyang with other senior officials, including his sister, Kim Yo-jong. State media published several photos of Kim at the factory, smiling as he looks around the facilities and cuts a red ribbon. Now, speculation about his health swirled after he missed the April 15th birthday celebration for his late grandfather. The possibility of high-level instability raised troubling questions about the future of the secretive nuclear-armed state that has been steadily building an arsenal. Some 300 heavily armed volunteers plan to sneak into Venezuela and ignite a popular rebellion that would end the President Nicolas Maduro's arrest. But instead, the ringleader of the plot is jailed in the United States on narcotics charges, and his former Green Beret advisor is facing questions about his visits to secret training camps in Colombia. The Associated Press pieced together the never-told story of the call to arms that crashed before it was launched based on interviews with more than 30 Maduro opponents and aspiring freedom fighters. The investigation found that the attempt to start an uprising collapsed due to weak planning, internal feuding, and a poorly trained force. Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Joe Biden is denying a former staffer's allegation that he sexually abused her years ago. The former vice president's first public comment on the allegation came during an interview Friday on MSNBC's Morning Joe. Former staffer Tara Reid says Biden assaulted her during the 1990s and that she filed a complaint in 1993. Biden said he doesn't believe any record of a complaint exists, but will ask the National Archives whether it does have any such. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.